I'd like to talk to you about a really important idea that has changed my life and the lives of many others. It's the difference between a means goal and an end goal. Once you understand that the culture scape often teaches us to chase the means rather than guiding us straight to the end, you can fix the biggest problem with modern goal setting. I'll share a story from my life. So in 2011, I had checked off a whole series of goals that I thought I really wanted. I was running my company, Mindvalley, and I had also simultaneously started a second company. So I was the founder of one company, I was the founder of a second company, and all of these items that were on my goal list, I had checked off. I had a fast-growing business, check. Funding, check. Press and media attention, check. Money, check. I had titles and rewards, check. But the truth is, I was miserable. It was the most stressed out, insane period of my life. My friendships were unraveling. I had never time for friends. My health was going down the drain. I had a poor relationship with the founder of one of my companies. And the second company, well, it was making money. We had investors. But I felt that the product that we were getting out to the market was absolute crap. We were doing it purely to sell or to increase shareholder value. We weren't actually creating something that was meaningful or contributing to the world. And every hour I worked on that company, I felt it just didn't feel right. Now, 2011 was a horrible year for me. What I ended up doing was actually selling my shares in Company B, the company that was producing nothing of value for the world. Took a massive cut, sold my shares, I made a little bit of money, and I got out. And that was such a relief. And with Mindvalley, my main company, it was going well, but I wanted to quit because my founder and I had completely different visions. We had attained all our goals of starting the company, but I realized it didn't really speak to what I wanted in my heart. Now, what is it that I did want? You see, here's the problem. Our minds are so incredibly powerful. Whether you believe in the idea of the law of attraction or you believe that it's nothing more than the brain's reticular activating system, when we tell our minds and give them an order to attain something, things start to happen, the right opportunities, the right connections, the right path, gut feelings that move us towards these things. But often we give our mind the wrong things. I had given my mind things that were means goals. Who cares about title? Why did money in a bank account make sense? Why did I need funding? Why press and media attention? Why fast-growing business? All of those were means goals that supposedly, if you're an entrepreneur, you have to check off, right? What did I really want? So I went back and I decided to make a list of where I really wanted my life to be. And these are some of the things I put down. I wanted to be able to travel and experience exotic countries. I wanted to be able to take my family with me on these adventures, stay in five-star hotels, experience the beach and the sun. I wanted to teach. I loved being on stage. I wanted more opportunities where I could get on stage and teach and not just be holed up in an office. I wanted to meet many of the authors and legends that had inspired me, have breakfast with them, soak in their wisdom. I wanted my kids next to me as I did that so they could play a bigger role in my life and they could learn too. I wanted friends from all around the world. I wanted to connect with people who inspired me and have beautiful experiences with them, travel and adventure. I started putting these down as my goals. And these, if you think about it, are all end goals. They are not things that society says you have to check off. Society doesn't say you need to check off the idea that you have friends all around the world or that you can travel with your kids or that you can meet and have breakfast with inspiring people. But I put it down because they spoke to me. These were visions I wanted in my life. Now, very rapidly, my life started changing. I happened to be on stage one day speaking at an event in Washington, D.C. The speech went really well. And after the speech, I had an impulse. I asked the members of the audience, look, if you liked what I shared, I'm thinking about this crazy idea. I'm thinking about maybe gathering a group of people in a beautiful location, possibly by the beach, and exploring these ideas further. If you're interested, come and meet me and we'll talk about it. A group of 30 people came. We brainstormed and we came up with the idea of launching a learning festival. We called it A-Fest. and it was going to be on a beach in Costa Rica. The people who came in that room suggested Costa Rica. A few months later, the first A-Fest took place. And A-Fest became a festival that I organize now, where people from all around the world buy tickets to come together to learn from me and other inspiring speakers around a particular theme. And you know what? Every single item in that goal list got checked off by this festival. Before I knew it, within 1 year, I had a business where I got to travel to exotic countries. I got to spend time on the beach. Speakers would come in to speak at A-Fest. I'd meet them over breakfast, have the most inspiring conversations. I got to be on stage and speak. I would have my kids with me at A-Fest and my wife, and we'd be able to actually experience this entire beautiful event together. Every single item I put down started coming true, including the friendships with people all around the world. We had people from some 40 different countries attending A-Fest. Many of them to this day are some of my closest friends. But if you think about it, A-Fest evolved out of nothing. It's as if I had set down my goals first, and then this idea came into my head that just so happened to give me a business, a lifestyle that fit those goals perfectly. Now that's what I believe happened, and that's what I believe will happen to you when you start going for end goals. I did not have the idea for A-Fest before I started making my goals. After I started making my goal list, the idea came to me. And that's a very important thing here. It's an important insight. We often set goals based on what we know right now and what we can see as the next step in our life. That's the wrong way to do it. The correct way to set goals is to ask yourself the questions which you're going to learn in the next lesson, the three most important questions. These force you to forget about your circumstances today, but to dream beyond them. And when you set goals based on these future visions, what you will find is that even if you don't have the direct answers to get you there, life will unfold, answers will come, and the opportunities will open up to you. And that's how you start living a life that's extraordinary by design. I learned so much from this experience that I went through in 2011. A-Fest blew up. It became an incredible festival. But I decided that I was no longer going to set goals based on society's rules. I went back to my company. I spoke to my business partner. We parted ways amicably. I bought back all his shares. I took over Mindvalley, and I decided to turn it into a company that truly spoke to my heart, that truly helped me attain my end goals. It wasn't about the generic checklist that entrepreneurs are meant to do. It was about contribution, about having a business that inspired me, about creating great quality products, about working with people who I could call some of my closest friends in the world, about having fun in the workplace. I redesigned my entire life to avoid the rules of the culturescape, but to go to what really spoke to me. So, the important lesson here is don't get trapped by the means goals. Learn to differentiate between a means goal and an end goal. What you want to go for are the end goals. You may not know how to get there immediately, but I promise you this, when you start crafting your life based on end goals, a whole world of opportunity and ideas and inspiration will open up to you. And whether you know the answer now or not, you will be guided towards them. And it all starts with the three questions we're about to ask you in the next lesson. But before we go there, let's really differentiate between the means and the end. So here's how you differentiate if a goal is an end goal or a means goal. First, let's talk about the means goals. Means goals usually have a so in them. I want X amount in my bank account so I can do this. Well, the so do this is the end. The money in your bank account is the means goal. I want a job, so I want to live in this home, so I want to be with that particular someone, so if there's a so in it, it's a means goal. Go one step further and focus on the word after the so. Means goals are often about conforming or meeting to society's rules. When you put down, I need to get this particular grade, I need to get this particular job, I need to hit this particular amount on my paycheck. Well, why? If there's a so next to it and you're simply putting it down because you feel that that's how the world works, it's likely a means goal. Don't set goals just because society says you need to do it or everyone else is doing it. That's a sure way to be caught in the Bruhl trap, the means goal trap. Now let's talk about end goals. End goals about following your heart. If you put down, I want a college degree, it is a means goal if you're doing it because you are waiting for what that degree can provide you. But if you put down, I want a college degree because that's genuinely what you crave, the act of going through college, paying for college, experiencing college is what speaks to your heart, then that's an end goal. End goals excite you. End goals keep you up at night. End goals lead directly to your happiness. They are not designed to create something that will create something, that will create something that might keep you happy. No, they directly make you happy. The pursuit of an end goal, the attainment of an end goal often don't matter. End goals, as you're pursuing them, you're happy. Happiness is baked in the pursuit of an end goal. And finally, end goals are often about feelings. When you think about an end goal, there's a strong feeling about it. It's not a feeling of, okay, when I attain this, next I'm gonna do that. No, when you think about end goal, you're so excited about the feeling about it. That feeling itself is what keeps you going. When I talk about the end goal of traveling around the world, it isn't because the traveling would lead to something. It's because the traveling itself was an end goal. I was happy as I was doing it. So now hopefully you understand the difference between a means goal and an end goal. Now we're gonna start with the next lesson, which is where we're gonna have you answer the three most important questions, which will help you craft a life dedicated to those end goals.